the NBC newsroom.
Washington, for natural defense.
The oil industry. We're still on a war footing today with the organization of the Oil Industry Council for National Defense.
For the perfecting of the council.
Representatives of the Office of the Petroleum Coordinator announced. And formed a plan for the representatives continue their session in the formation of the new defense council. After hearing an address,
Argentina.
The representatives continued in session in the formation of the new defense council. Argentina has moved to permit the United States to use her ports as a base for naval action against Japan.
We'll consider the United States government
has not declared war
with our ships, Mr. American Republics,
but with U.S. soldiers manning anti-aircraft batteries, according to words from Balboa.
Welcome.
In the canal zone. Have U.S. soldiers manning anti-aircraft batteries, according to words from Balboa. In the canal zone.
Then, open to NBC Newsroom in New York.
To the people of Brazil. This series is designed to illustrate for the Brazilian radio audience the various types of music popular in the United States and is presented as an exchange for a similar program coming to us from Brazil. It is heard throughout this country in the usual way and at the same time is being shortwaved to South America with announcements in Portuguese by NBC's International Division. This evening we offer the NBC Concert Orchestra under the direction of Joseph Stopak with baritone Bob Elliott featured as soloist. The program which they present has been arranged under the title, Music Every American Knows. We are to hear then a group of songs which have become national in character either through constant favor or through association with an event in American history. First of these, and what else could it be, is Yankee Doodle. Originally British with date and origin unknown, the Redcoats chose to shout it at the Americans during the Revolution. This left the Americans unfazed, however. In fact, it pleased the colonists to throw the song back at them with a new set of words added. Now, Yankee Doodle. Southerners marched to an infectious song that had been composed by a Northerner, Daniel Decatur Emmett, for a minstrel troupe then playing in New York. This song was Dixie. From that minstrel show in New York, the song had spread rapidly all over the country, becoming particularly popular in New Orleans. And since the word Dixie had already become to refer to the South, the Southerners adopted it for their own a short time later. Then the opening guns of the world of the Civil War of that time were fired. Today, it is a song that symbolizes the South. Yet the Northerners sing it with as much fervor as the Southerner does, so that it almost becomes overshadowed with Yankee Doodle. We listen now to Dixie. Another sectional song that is known, loved, and sung all over the country, probably because it holds so much flavor of the Old West. Its origin is somewhat obscure, but that doesn't detract from its popularity one bit. This is one of the more recent editions, since it has reached national popularity only within the last 10 years or so. Already, though, it has carved a place for itself in folk literature, and is sung and played for us now in typical cowboy style. Bob Elliott sings, Home, Home on the Range.
Give me a home for the poor. is on a cloudy altar.
Getting now into the realm of what can actually be called folk music, that is, songs that have sprung from the people themselves, the most characteristic is perhaps Turkey in the Straw. Here again, the melody itself is not originally American, being a variant of an old English folk tune called Old Mother Oxford. The present version of the tune and the manner of playing it are distinctly ours, however, and since this tune has been with us since colonial times, we shall probably keep it as our own. Turkey in the Straw is paraphrased by the Texas composer David Guyon.
Thank you.
sampling one more category of American music, return to the military for a march. Here we have a multitude to choose from, many of them supplied by just one man, John Philip Sousa. Sousa was born of a Bavarian mother and a Portuguese father, a fact which may interest our Brazilian listeners. During his career, nearly 100 marches came from his pen, earning him the nickname of the March King, and furnishing our military bands with a solid foundation for a truly American repertoire. Other American composers continue to add to it constantly, of course, but it's still the Sousa March that you hear now that's the favorite among the people of the United States. The Stars and Stripes Forever. Listening to another in the series of exchange broadcasts, which the National Broadcasting Company directs on every other Monday to the people of Brazil. These programs, which are shortwaves to South America, with Portuguese announcements, are intended to illustrate the various types of music which are in the United States listened to and enjoyed. This evening, the program is arranged under the title, Music Every American Knows, and it featured the NBC Concert Orchestra, with Joseph Stopak conducting, and as soloist, Bob Elliott. This is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.
One moment, please.
Stuff goes on.
Here are some late bulletins from the NBC newsroom. The government of Iraq has broken off diplomatic negotiations and relations with Japan. The government of Brazil has informed the United States of its continental solidarity with the United States government in its war with Japan. This bulletin came to you from the NBC newsroom.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, because of the importance to each of us and to the United States of America, the National Broadcasting Company will now present by an electrical transcription the address of the President of the United States delivered before the assembled Congress in Washington, D.C. at 12:30 this noon Eastern Standard Time.
And Mr. Martin of Massachusetts. And now, the President. Escorted by his son James, Captain Jimmy Roosevelt, in the uniform of the United States Marine Corps, followed by his military aide, Major General Edwin M. Watson, and his naval aide, Captain John R. Beardall. The other members of his secretariat are also come in with him, Stephen Early, we see. Now the President has taken his position at the press desk, and in a few moments he will be introduced to this historic joint session of Congress.
I have the distinguished honor of presenting the President of the United States.
President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate and the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after, Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu. The Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message. And while this reply stated that it seemed useless to continue the existing diplomatic negotiations, it contained no threat or hint of war or of armed attack. It will be recorded that the distance of Hawaii from Japan makes it obvious that the attack was deliberately planned many days or even weeks ago. During the intervening time, the Japanese government has deliberately sought to deceive the United States by false statements and expressions of hope for continued peace. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. Yesterday, the Japanese government also launched an attack against Malaya. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Hong Kong. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Guam. Last night, Japanese forces attacked the Philippine Islands. Last night, the Japanese attacked Wake Island. And this morning, the Japanese attacked Midway Island. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. The people of the United States have already formed their opinion and well understand the implications to the very life and safety of our nation. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense. But always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
We hear the NBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Dr. Frank Black, as they play the Adagio Pathétique by Godard. Have been listening to the NBC Concert Orchestra conducted by Dr. Frank Black, playing the Adagio Pathétique by Godard. This is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York. Mm-hmm.